Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we need to talk about this news story that's out there involving Post Malone. It happened a few days ago, but I think what we want to do is talk about server stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every time I bring this up, I forget. I have no short-term or long-term memory. Nobody here serve. You worked, T.A. worked in like the concession stand.
The Snack Shack. Very good. Yeah, that's a
you
memory.
You do have a good memory.
But yeah. You didn't serve.
Yeah, I was at a pool. So it's not I would like have having to walk to, like, the food out
hustle
sometimes.
Hustle your butt and go, hey, I'll have another
one upon them, sweetie.
Yeah, no, no.
Just not that kind of thing?
Yeah. Just you would walk the food all the way across the pool to them and they'd be like, oh, thank you. Oh,
all the way across a pool in Iowa that had to be like the size of like a feeding
it's
trough?
It's really hot.
Okay. True.
But then they'd be like, oh, yeah, can I get the ranch? And then you'd have to go back.
Yeah.
You're like, why didn't you ask for the... Okay. Right away.
Because they didn't know you weren't going to bring it in the first place. They assumed you'd bring the ranch.
He's not a mind reader.
Yeah.
But if you're ordering something that's ranch adjacent, I don't like ranch, but if somebody's ordering buffalo wings, I'm bringing it.
It has turned me into, though, I have to say, if I need sauces, I say it at the beginning. Even if it's listed, so now I'm kind of an a-hole the other way, where even if it's listed, like, comes with ranch, I'll be like, and I'll take the ranch, and they're like, yeah, it comes with that. I'm like, I'm trying to help you, so you don't, I'm trying to save you a trip. I'm sorry.
So here's what I was thinking we do. We'll talk about what Post did, but then, like, we want to hear... like server stories, but there's two ways we can take it, and we'll take it both. If you've had an amazing server mm-hmm. experience, like if you're a server and somebody came in and did something like what Post did or whatever, love to hear those stories. But as happens on this show, we tend to skew ever so slightly towards ever so slightly towards the negative. So like if you had, just a tragic experience as a server where somebody was just a total D-bag to you.
Yeah.
We'll take that. Mm-hmm. Especially if they were a celebrity.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Because I do love those. Post Malone rolled into a bar and the bartender, I do think it's a play. She might have a tragic life. She might be struggling with rent and be a single mom or whatever. But you know it's Post Malone sitting in front of you and you just, because you're not going, I wonder if this is Post Malone. I mean.
He's pretty recognizable.
With the teeth things he's done and the face tattoos. And they're like.
Right. He's very distinguished.
Hi, Post.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
And especially in Texas, because that's like.
Yeah, he hangs out there a lot now, right? He lives in Utah, I think, but I think he hangs
in
Texas.
He's from Dallas, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so after the sob story, he pays his bill and leaves a $20,000 tip. You didn't hear that incorrectly, and I didn't screw it up. $20,000.
Oh, my gosh. How much was the bill?
Yeah. It's Post, so probably a grand.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy can put it down, but...
Jeez, that's awesome.
So she's out of debt. Her rent's paid. Everything's like, she's in great. Like, so if anybody got that here, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you had this is what really happens. You work at a high end steakhouse and an old quarterback who used to work for the Denver Broncos came in, had a $20,000 bill and left you 49 cents. You got that story?
We want to hear that one.
We want to hear any kind of server story that you have. 303-222-5423. That is our phone number. That is our text line. That is everything you need.
I do need to apologize. I stopped doing this, but you guys know that I am terrible with math, especially when it comes to percentages. I always try to tip, and I go extra because I want to make sure that whatever. But I used to just write math because I didn't know what percentage it was on the tip line.
You would write math?
Yeah.
You just and write the word math?
Yeah. And I understand that that's annoying
now. So then you didn't give them anything?
No, I did. I would just add it to the total, but I never knew what percentage I was doing. So I would just say like, oh, $7 or something. Like I would just...
Do you know you just take...
No, I don't. Okay? And
can I just
realize...
help you out? Let's say it's a $100 bill.
Yeah.
What's the first number of 100?
A one.
Do you want to give them 20%?
Yeah.
Double that number. What is that?
Two.
Does $2 seem like enough? Or is it $20?
It's 20.
Right, so just do that.
But that's easy because it's $100. If it's like $13.49.
What if it's $130? What's 13 times 2?
Okay.
Well, it's $26, Aaron.
Are we doing this?
I'm just like, I don't understand what people who sit there and go, I can't do the math. It's like, take the first couple of numbers and double them.
I know, yeah.
I triple it because I'm like 30% because I don't want any grief. Mm. I don't, like when we do service stories, I don't want any of them about me.
Dang it,
no, they wouldn't exist. You are a phenomenal tipper.
I tip insane amounts. I don't tip post amounts, but I tip.
Yeah.
I tip 30 as a minimum, and I typically tip 100% of the bill.
Aaron and I have been out to eat with you, and we've thought about switching careers. But we're on the wrong side of the table here. We should be working here.
You just got to take care of these people. In my opinion, because like, yeah. So are you like Aaron?
No, I do the double and then I round up. I do the trick that you're describing.
$130, you're like 26, make it 30.
13, 26, exactly. Yep. Boom.
They love you.
Now I know.
I think what we really want is the ones where, because we've had this on the show before, where somebody is literally being a D-bag and they just like leave change.
Or they have like the five singles lined up and then
they take them off.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're late with the ranch. And they're like, there's one gone. It's like, I'm not going to bust my ass for $5, period.
Yeah.
Let alone for 4, 3, 2, and 1.
I don't get that either.
I would make it even worse. Yeah. I'd be so petty.
Why do you just want people to spit in your food?
Yes.
Like you're just welcoming it?
The other thing about when somebody leaves change is the best part of my service stories is if you took that tip and flung it back at them. Because I've seen servers track it down. It's like, you forgot this. And pepper their little Lambo with it.
Wow. Because
the worst part is, like, people who go to Chili's tip 20%, but people who go to some of the high-end steakhouses tip 2%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that either.
It's like, well, I gave her $40. It's like, your bill was $1,000.
Yeah. What about a tip jar, though? You got me caught up on the change thing, because if I get change back in cash and some of it's a coins, I'd put it in the tip jar. I wouldn't leave it in the book thing, but if there's a jar
I also want them to see me do it.
Oh, yeah, for
like
sure.
If the bartender won't turn around, I'm like, nope, turn around. Turn around.
Yeah.
There we go. Hi. Uh-huh. That's my 20 in there. Right there.
And they go, oh, thank you. And you go, oh, no.
It's nothing.
You just caught me.
I make tens of dollars. Anyway, if you are a server, you had a server, you've had a run-in with a server, we want your server stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for server stories because Post Malone rolled in and tipped some bartender.
Do you think we could get someone to do that like here?
Yeah, we've set up a GoFundMe for the Slacker Show, little tip jar, as it were. Arian?
Yeah.
Server stories, what do you got?
Yeah, I was in college, it was my first serving job, and I had a wedding party rehearsal of about 40 to 50 people. I was naive, that was my biggest party I ever got, and I didn't know to add gratuity, and they kept telling me they would be taking care of me, they'd take care of me, don't worry, they're going to take care of me, and they gave me zero, and
You didn't do the automatic 20%?
They gave me $0.
Oh my God!
Did they think that it was included?
No, they absolutely knew, because they were like, don't add that on there, we had talked about it, it was a known thing, and they were like, don't do that, because we're going to take care of you, we'll give you way more if you don't add that on to there, and yeah, that was the last time I ever did that, and I was
my God,
naive kid. It was really bad.
Because like I've gone to restaurants where the limit is 6. I'm like, that's a little low. Like I think it should be 8 or more is when you start adding it on.
Yeah,
but like
it was a nice steakhouse, and we had the choice.
Sucks. I'm so sorry. People suck. We'll send you money from our GoFundMe. that we don't have set up. Tessa?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Server stories, what do you got?
So one time I had about an 8 top, and they left me a $50 tip. And then one of the guys who was at the back got up and took it, and my busser watched it happen. And we were sitting there talking about it as we were cleaning the table. And a table nearby heard, and he left me $200.
Aww.
But you, somebody literally stole 50 from you first.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine?
Should have waited. Could have stole 200.
No, yeah, I never. Well, he left it on his credit card, dude. Luckily. So.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, I never thought people would actually do that, and it baffled me.
Literally, that happened to me. I was in Kansas City to watch a football game, and some dude stiffed the bartender and like stiffed him to his face, like scratched out on the thing so hard that like you couldn't write anything on the line, and slid it back to him while making eye contact. And I was there with my buddy Josh, and we wallet flogged the pee out of that bartender. He was like, "What are you guys doing?" And we're like, "Making up for that dude."
Wow. Like, good for you guys. Unless he was a plant. And you guys.
Right. Oh my God, wow. That's so.
I would have my buddy come and stiff me every time.
That's so smart. I bet it was. Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm so stupid. Paige?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. What's your server story?
Back in the 90s, I worked at a place called the Mall Exchange on the 16th Street Mall.
Oh, yeah.
And I was working a Saturday morning shift, and my manager didn't know that there was a deaf convention in town. And so I was the only waitress on from 10 to 11, and two other waitresses were supposed to come in at 11, but they didn't show up till noon because they were out together the night before.
Oh, boy.
I had over 30 tables on the patio. I didn't know what my name was, but I only had one table inside. This sweet little old lady who thought I was the worst waitress in the world because I barely got her food. I am running by her table and she's waving me down. And I'm like, "I'll be right back with the check." And the poor woman who's deaf and does not speak goes, "Coffee!" Because she never gotten her coffee.
Oh, man.
So I run and get her coffee,
but it's
and
a
I'm
miracle.
Apologizing. She wouldn't look at me. She wouldn't let me apologize.
My God,
I felt so bad.
Paige.
But she had no idea. Like,
so is
she
this a bad server story?
Table.
And it's you. You're the bad server.
I was. Yeah.
But she was also put in a bad predicament
I know,
with the
still.
Others not showing up.
I always try to think that. You never know what's going on in the private room or whatever. Like,
yeah.
What other tables are there?
Still.
Who knows?
Just get
this
the woman
is coffee,
her coffee
in sign language, in case you're wondering.
Thanks. For everybody on the radio, she just
signed coffee.
Do that.
Sort of pornographic. Amy.
Yay.
Yay.
It's a finisher move on most of the porn
Stop.
I watch. Oh, if you know sign language, you know how funny that is. What's your server story, Amy?
All right. So I went to a restaurant with my mom and my little girl. Uh-huh. And I am a pro at reading lips. So for some reason, this waitress just didn't really like our table, maybe because I had my little girl. And she walked across the room and started bad-mouthing us with her waitress friend.
And you were watching her mouth.
Unbeknownst to her, I read and verbatim said exactly what she said to the other waitress. And then called her manager over, and she got in massive trouble. Because she couldn't deny it. Okay. So, that was my
I'm just still
story.
Thinking about the coffee move, and I can't even hear
okay,
anything else.
Iced coffee.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.